The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 21st day of March, 2019. Well, I was watching the news today, Fox News, which, by the way, they've hired Donna Brazile. That's right, she was the head of the DNC, the liar-in-chief for Hillary Clinton. She's now, she's been hired out by Fox News. And the reason for that is old Rupert is retired, his kids took over, and his kids are as liberal as they come. So all you people out there that thought that Fox News was the last bastion of any conservative anything, it looks like the death knell has now been cast upon Fox News itself. Well, but still today I saw a video that they ran, illegals down on our southern border, going under barbed wire, crawling under, they dug a hole, crawled under barbed wire, they're getting over to the American side and then lining up in queue. Not running, but dutifully lining up to talk to the ICE people down there, border agents. And here we go with the catch and release program. This is still going on. Donald Trump has managed to get, I think, $12.5 billion. A little less than half of what he wanted. Didn't he want initially $30 billion, Mike, for that? Or no, I forget the number. I think he initially said $12 billion or $15 billion. Well, it looks like he's robbed and stolen out of enough accounts, military accounts as well, to come up with a $12.5 billion. And folks, half of our southern border is, there's no walls at all. There's not even really what you would call fencing. I don't know if you remember the anti-tank things that they made out of steel girders that they'd plant on beaches to keep, during World War II, to keep tracked vehicles from traversing the beaches. Well, there's one section of the border down there that's all that it's got. You can crawl over the top of it or crawl underneath it. Doesn't matter. And in many areas, they're not patrolled at all. And from the Mexican side to the American side, you walk 200 yards, boom, you're inside the United States. And guess what? They're going wherever they want to damn well go. Now, to these libtards out there, especially this Beto idiot, he's not in favor of any border at all. This guy, God, why he didn't come from Connecticut or Massachusetts or from New York, I have no idea. But this guy, he ran against Ted Cruz and lost that Senate race. Now he thinks he can just hopscotch and go over that, and, you know, go right into the White House. This gestating jerk thinks that he's got a shot at the White House. Well, peaceful, mind you, folks, illegal aliens here for only 6 days are already breaking into homes. Here is the report.
Today is March the 21st, 2019. I have an article here from one of our local newspapers. This incident occurred only 5 minutes from where I live, so I thought I would share it with you. Five illegal aliens burglarize home, three caught in West Covina. Five illegal aliens who have been in the country for only 6 days made an impact on their new country. On Thursday, March the 14th, around 8:30 p.m., a resident called that he had a burglary in progress at his home on the 2800 block of East Hillside Drive, as he was watching this on his security surveillance system. Police quickly responded, and as they were arriving, they saw a vehicle leaving the scene. Police gave chase, and they headed west on Hillside Drive, and then went south on Hollencrest Drive. As the suspects fled from police, they came to an intersection where there was a cul-de-sac that ends at a hillside. The suspects stopped the car, split up, and ran towards the hillside in different directions. The police attempted to set up a perimeter where they brought in more officers and two canines for the search. The police were able to find three of the suspects. Two were able to escape the perimeter area. The three suspects told the police that they were in the country for only 6 days. They were identified as Manuel Lagos, 23, Marcelo Bustamante, 25, and Claudio Marcelo Donoso, 19. They had been charged with burglary, receiving stolen property, resisting arrest, and possession of burglary tools. Their bail has been set at $50,000 each. So not even a week ago, these people weren't even here. But now they are in my city and breaking into people's homes. That's a crisis. I know there's idiots out there who say there's no crisis at the border, but just having one person come over and committing a crime, that's a crisis. And it's a crisis if it happens to you. Think about it like this. If you left the door open to your home and five stray cats covered in ticks walked in, wouldn't you think that's a problem? I'd even go as far as to say that it's a crisis. I mean, a normal person would get up and immediately try to get them out of their house. But not the illegals. There's no crisis at the border. This story is just one of many. They're coming in by the tens of thousands. Now, I want to talk about this $50,000 bail number for a moment. First of all, I'm wondering what these charges really are, because everything in California is now a misdemeanor. And if they only end up getting hit with misdemeanors, they're going to be released. Which means we won't see them again until they break into the next home and kill someone. Now, what I want to point out is in California, they passed a law last year that has not gone into effect yet, and that is to eliminate the cash bail system. And I made videos at the time stating that this was passed specifically for the illegals because under this new system, illegals will be let go immediately after being arrested. And because they're undocumented and we don't know who they really are or where they live or where to find them, that means illegals are going to be on the honor system when it comes to showing up to their court dates. Just like how it is now with immigration orders. It's catch and release. And once they're released, we never see them again until we see their picture in the newspaper because they killed someone. So I hope this $50,000 bail sticks. And for someone to be here for just 6 days, and they're already smashing into people's homes, that means they need to be put onto a plane and flown 10,000 miles away from here.
And that was a report by Grindall61. And folks, this is more than insane. These borders have been left open, allowing anything and anybody to come into this country. Now, we're all being told we got to give up more liberty for the sake of our security. And then you look at what's happening to our southern border. They have kept that border open long enough for drug runners, gun runners, you name it. I mean, the MS-13, they allowed these clowns, these little tattooed twits, into this country. And they promptly set up the biggest drug distribution network this country's ever seen. You think the mafia was good at doing illegal things? No, 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 no. These guys make even the mafia look like a bunch of pikers. They came into this country and set up a drug network in every major city in this country. And those drugs have come across this border unabated, so that supply of drugs goes into the marketplace in those major cities across this country, down to our neighborhoods and your kids. Wow. What a good job they're all doing. And the folks, can anybody aside from why is diesel price was supreme, you know, your supreme brand of gasoline, you know, the highest octane gasoline, it's priced at that point rather than at regular like it was not too many years ago. That's one of the questions in life that I have. And the other one is, what do the Democrats think that they're doing here? What do they believe that they're doing? Who are they pandering to? I don't think you got enough illegals in here with the ability, I didn't say the right, the ability to vote yet, to pass these madcap things that you're proposing. If you wanted to run a party right off of the political rails, you're seeing it happen right in front of your very face. But the idea that they're going so far counter to this little constitutional republic and their grand scheme and plans for the new democracy, I mean, it's... I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I don't know what to do. To watch these wannabe politicians. And here's the point to this. They're only going to have a constituency if they get into office. Once that happens, kiss this country goodbye. Because the only way that that is going to be turned around, and we've seen it happen dozens and dozens and dozens of times in modern history, where guess what? Well, you've got political turmoil in the country, and you got one faction fighting against the other, and on and on and on it goes. Mike, can you grab this? Folks, excuse the ring. I always leave my cell phone on because there might be an emergency. And if I just have it on vibrate and it's not hanging on my hip, I don't feel it, so excuse that ring. But where is any kind of sanity? You know, forget the fact we got a Bernie Sanders, socialist. We got Ocasio, idiot, bartender, 29-year-old. She's got an answer for everything. You know, and I can see her. She'd probably be pretty good behind a bar. Kind of a cute little upticky kind of person, but, you know, serving drinks is about the only thing you should be able to serve up. Not your political diatribe, not your nonsensical, inane, insane stuff that's coming out of your mouth. I mean, we were reminded by Al Gore back in 1989 that we got about 10, 15 years and the planet is going to be destroyed. Oh, wait a minute, 89, 99, 2009, 29, that's 40 years ago. Oh, Al Gore was saying, oh, yeah, the Earth's going to end in about a decade if we don't do something about this climate change. So they blow off the old 8-track cassette, blow the dust off, put it in the player, and let's see if it'll play to the public this time around. And folks, the only thing that this is doing, they're losing people. The people that used to call themselves Democrat, they're starting to get really uncomfortable, and they're going, okay, I think I'm out of here. The only thing that they're doing is building more for the Republican Party than they are for their own. Why? Because there's no good ideas there. There's unattainable pie in the sky, sandcastle in the sky kind of plans. Well, they're living in those sandcastles. They're living in their own insanity. But that doesn't really seem to bother them. But this is how ridiculous and inane politics has gotten into this country. It's gone from idiocy to plain out stupidity. So I don't know where they think they're going with this, but let me know when you get there. Jeez, oh Pete. I have not seen this, so you and I are going to hear this for the first time. We all know Seattle, Washington, yeah. Beautiful little city. Unfortunately, it's infested with... I don't know if they can even call themselves Americans anymore. This is one little snippet here from the Seattle City Council. A guy goes in to speak to the city council, and this is the rude city council member's response to this gentleman. You and I are going to hear this for the first time. So this is a surprise to me as well. 2 minutes long. March 11, 2019, Deborah Ura is presiding.
Next
public
is Richard
comment
Schwartz.
Section.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Before you start the clock, could you stop it for a second? It's real discouraging to come up here and see all the heads down. It's like, you know.
Sir, you're on a two-minute timer here, so let's go.
Ooh. I'm not following you.
You're on a two-minute timer.
Could you start it over, please?
No, we're not going to. Just go ahead.
So it was unreasonable for me to ask that people look up and give me their attention?
Sir, you have 2 minutes. We're all looking at you. You have 2 minutes. Now you have a minute and 30 seconds.
Okay, well, I guess I won't be able to say it. Last week, you limited, this kind of goes to the heart of what I was going to talk about, which was the state of our democracy.
Oh, there's a confused individual.
Last week, you limited speakers because of the number of speakers to 1 minute each, but you allowed Pramila Jayapal to speak as long as she wanted to. It was 4 or 5 minutes. And it reminded me of George Orwell's famous saying from Animal Farm about how all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel like I'm being treated now, just because I was kind of asking for your attention. Like, I noticed you all were very attentive to Ms. Jayapal last week. And I just wanted to ask for your attention before I started. And I immediately got a hostile response back from you. I don't understand that. So you don't ever respond to citizens, or what's...
I do, sir, but you have 2 minutes for public comment to the agenda items.
Wow.
Well, it's all on tape, and I think it's a pretty sad commentary that you think that asking for you guys to look up off of your computers and give attention during a short period of time was an unreasonable thing. I really feel bad about that.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know what I feel worse.
Next is Richard Schwartz.
Oh, hush. I don't know who to feel worse for, the guy that was not being paid attention to, or him mentioning 1984 and in the same breath calling this country a democracy. I don't know which is worse, the rude city council or the guy that's up there complaining that nobody's paying attention to him. And they were. They were sitting there and playing with their computers, and they were texting, and they were doing everything. They were there just because they had to be, and they weren't paying attention. Mike, have you ever attended any of the Austin City Council meetings? Yeah, well, I wasted my time. And I went down there a few times. You want to talk about the little corporate board members, and that's basically all that they are, folks. They call themselves city councilmen or city councilwomen, but they're nothing but board members to the corporation. That's all that they are. And some of the most ridiculous things, and you would think, you and I have to obey the law. Well, the Constitution is the law of the land, but not in these city councils, baby. Anything will go. Up to and including using 5 minutes on a person and with rapt attention and ignoring a guy that's complaining about he's not being paid any attention to. Wow. Mark in Florida, hold on. I'll take your call right after the break.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mark in Florida. You're up, Mark.
Thank you, John. I was on mute. Thank you very much. I wanted to comment on especially that the tape you just played about the gentleman at the city council is evidence that the border and illegal aliens are not the problem. The problem is government and the city councils, all from the dog catcher all the way up to the president of the United States.
And Mark, how many people do you know that actually attends these city council meetings to keep these people in check?
You can't. They have them at hours where nobody can attend. I work 10-hour days. There's no way I could ever get to a city council meeting, ever. They plan it that way.
And then
no way.
And Mark, I have seen this over and over and over again. That video, I'm sitting there and I'm watching these city council members, and it's a tape loop that you could play in any town council, city council across America. A bunch of people sitting there unattentive. They're doing supposedly the business for their city, and they could give a hoot less.
They couldn't care less than less. And here, next door, in the town next door in Cape Coral, they limited it to 3 minutes because the council member said, I think you can cover your subject in 3 minutes. If you can't do it in 3 minutes, well, then you're just wasting our time.
So, okay, well, who's wasting whose time, and why do they Why do they have the public option for comment? They have that, what, once a month, maybe? Maybe? And you get to get in there and you're timed to a minute or 2 minutes, or as you suggested, maybe 3 minutes? Would it be too much if the people were concerned in their particular cities and there's issues that they want to cover, that these people can't make themselves available to the public more than 1 day a month or whatever the case might be?
Well, not only that, John, they won't even answer your questions. If you ask them, what's your middle initial? They won't answer, what's the temperature outside? They will not even answer a question. We're run by liars and thieves.
Well,
and madmen.
And you know what, in the broader sense of what they're trying to do with the political structure, they're trying to do away with the Electoral College, and they want the voting age lowered to 16.
But you can't own a gun.
Can't own a gun.
You can't have a drink.
No, can't.
You can vote.
Yep.
And you can die for the country.
There you go.
That's what the, it's not the border. The illegal aliens is a distraction. Sure, there's bad guys. But there's bad guys everywhere, and the real bad guys are the government. From the dog catcher up to the president is the government.
And it doesn't matter the big corporation, the big federal corporation, or your little corporation known as, you know, your Anytown USA. Yeah. All right, Mark, thank you.
Thank you, John. Okay. I just want to say it's funny that when a man gets power, no matter where he's at, boy, does he want to rule on it.
Well, you know what? I think rather than putting fluoride, I think we ought to find the chemical composition of humility and put that in the water supply across this country for a while.
I would like that.
Yeah,
thank
me
you,
too.
John, for letting me in.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. You know, I mean, I'm kind of a loudmouth. I'm kind of a rabble-rouser. And you know what, folks? I prefer not to be. All things being equal, I'd like to be visiting Michael Rivero down there in Hawaii, which I've never seen, probably can't afford to ever go there, and sip those little umbrella drinks on the black sand beaches of Hawaii. I'd love to do it. But am I ever going to be able to get to do it? Probably not. You know, here we are in the trenches being beat the crap out of, rights being taken away right and left, tax beyond belief, and idiots running the country. In the small corporations, as I said, whether it be city or county or state or federal, demonstrating over and over and over again, we got the power, you don't, sit down and shut up, or, okay, we'll let you speak, but we won't listen to you. The arrogance is almost off the scale. Well, if you've been wondering here, Christchurch, and you knew this was coming, even before bodies were being buried down there in Christchurch, you knew this was coming. New Zealand, the Prime Minister announces an immediate ban on all assault weapons. Now, here's the logic, folks, that if we get rid of the assault weapons, we'll get rid of people like just did the Christchurch shooting. That is not the case. This world is awash with weapons, and the only thing that's going to happen when law-abiding citizens are not allowed to own firearms, the only people that are going to have the firearms are going to be the criminals and the cops, not you. And forget the fact that one day you may find yourself in the middle of a setup and maybe in the middle of a crossfire, where you got the supposed good guys and the bad guys shooting right over your head, and the inability for you to protect yourself against either or both, for that matter. What is the real problem for power and maintain that power is for people to have that little adjustment instrument that says that, you know what, you've gone far enough, and we're telling you no, and by the way, we really mean it. Well, I'll play you what the New Zealand Prime Minister had to say about those evil assault weapons. Rather than the law-abiding people allowed to keep theirs, they're going to restrict because of one guy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I don't know.
Carrie in Florida. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hello, John. It's been a number of years, my friend.
Well, I've been here. Where have you been?
Well, I've had a tumultuous last few years. What spurred me to call was last week you talked to my twenty-five year friend Rich from Florida, who's been listening to you, who has been listening to you for 19 years.
Wow.
And you chastise him for not calling in.
Yeah, I was kidding, of course.
No, I know that. I know that. But do you remember that call?
Oh, I remember, yeah.
Yes. He is the one who turned me on to you, John, about 8 years ago. And I don't know if you remember, I made a nice little contribution to your channel 6 years ago or whatnot. And it's been so, like I said, it's been, my life has been a whirlwind, and I just, after he sent me his conversation with you, and that spurred me to start listening to you again, John.
Well, I appreciate
and it's
that.
So, and it's so refreshing. And anyway, it's just a friendly conversation, my friend, and glad to see you're still on the air, and that's about all I have to say.
All right. Well, if circumstances allow, keep listening to the network, support us a little bit, and we'll keep educating other people.
Well, I hear you, my friend. And it's good to hear you again, and I'm out. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Kerry. I appreciate your call. You know, I was, who was I listening to today? Will Cowell. Will Cowell Majority. He's on the Sirius XM Patriot channel, and he was talking about Canadians, and the Canadian called into a show. And basically, the Canadian says, we can't talk about anything up here. You don't get it on the media up here. You can't talk about it in public without being chastised and browbeaten and threatened. This is Orwellville 1984, literally, in Canada. Down here, we're experiencing people with their great ideas to get rid of the haters, to deplatform them, go after their URLs, their websites, and everything else. But up there, the governments aggressively go after people that are having a conversation that, I don't know, I haven't read the Canadian Constitution. I'm going to have to do that. But evidently, you've got no God-given right to First Amendment freedom of speech and all that other stuff up there. And if you do, what the hell are you doing? I mean, they've got people cowering up there. Now, I know this is happening in the United States as well. But really, Canada? I mean, what are we going to be known for in Canada? Hockey and what? Slavery? God, I'm amazing. Robert in California. Hello, Robert. Robert, are you there? He might have it on mute. He might have pulled the cord out of the phone right now. Leave him on hold and go back to him in a minute. Let me play this New Zealand Prime Minister and her immediate announcement about the ban on all assault weapons.
Today I'm announcing that New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons. We will also ban all assault rifles. We will ban all high-capacity magazines.
There it comes.
We will ban all parts with the ability to convert semi-automatic or any other type of firearm into a military-style semi-automatic weapon. We will ban parts that cause a firearm to generate semi-automatic, automatic, or close-to-automatic gunfire. In short, every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country. The capacity of these assault rifles was then enhanced using 30-plus round magazines, essentially turning them into military-style semi-automatic weapons. While the modification of these guns was illegal, it was done easily through a simple online purchase.
Robert in California, there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, how are you? I'm so sorry I missed that last clip. I was busy with your technician there.
That's fine.
Yeah, you know, I've called in a few times to your show, and there seems to have been a couple of times you appreciated my presence. You know, when I look at what's going on out here, I'm really kind of getting confused. We've got all this stuff in the media. Believe me, I'd rather use a more four-lettered word, but we've got all this stuff in the media trying to convince us of why we're supposed to give up our rights and our securities and everything else and just rely on the government. And, oh, my God, I'm getting fed up with it. I don't want to bring up New Zealand. Everybody's been talking about that.
Yeah. But, well, you're in California. I mean, I cannot.
I'm in the devil's playground.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I didn't think anybody could surpass, say, Massachusetts or New York, but you've done so in grand style out there.
I didn't do anything here. I watched my government usurp its authority.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sitting here as a citizen, and I understand what my government is doing. I see it here on a state level, and it sucks.
Well, and I always are. I'm not one of these to set ourselves aside from situations. When I say we, I mean the people of the United States. When I talk about Robert, when I talk about it's our responsibility. You know, too many people have been sitting and just watching, not saying that you are, but sitting by and watching their respective cities or states go right down the tubes. And I don't know what happened with California, because there is a strong group of conservatives out there. But I don't know where they have been. I don't know why they didn't get together, why they didn't brainstorm, why they didn't come up with some tactics to combat these little communists that have taken over everything in California.
I have an answer for you.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Okay, well, and actually it kind of combines with something one of your previous callers just recently was talking about the city council meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all supposed to start acting locally, right?
Right.
Okay, well, I'm one of many conservatives, and I show up at my city council meetings, not all the time, but most of the time. I'd say maybe 60 or 70% of the time when they've got a meeting available for the general public, I show up.
And how, and let me, Robert, let me interrupt you just for 1 second for clarification. How many times a month? Is it once a month? What is it that you're able to go to these to make comment?
Here in Sausalito, unfortunately, it agrees with your previous caller. We're doing a once-a-month thing here where they allowed the general public to have moments. We only get 2 minutes here.
I don't understand that. The concerns of the people out there in Sausalito doesn't warrant more than one time a month and more than 2 minutes at a stretch. I mean,
only if you're somebody.
You know, I mean, 2 minutes. 2 minutes to me is like fading down the bumper music and then just getting started. When I go out, when I go out, Robert, to give a talk, you know, I'm a talk show host. What do? I talk. So when I get out there,
believe it or not, John, I'm a little bit more optimistic than that, and I totally understand where you're coming from. But when I realize that my city council is going to restrict me to 2 minutes, I take my time to prepare beforehand.
Right.
And I'm absolutely prepared to give them 25 bullet points with hardcore evidence behind it in my 2 minutes. But this, okay, here's where we're coming to a problem, is because I'm not the only person, and I've talked to a lot of other, like, staunch conservative Republicans in my community. Actually, believe it or not, there are a few here. And each and every one of the ones I've spoken to personally have also signed their names on the ledger to be able to speak at the city council meeting. And they're shutting us out, dude.
Yeah.
They're all shutting us out.
Well,
the Republicans get on the end of the list, and everybody else gets to talk, and then we get to go home.
So why don't the good conservatives, no matter what their numbers are, why don't they get together and file a lawsuit against them?
Because it takes a whole lot of money we don't have.
Well, I mean,
they're taxing us to death.
No. I get all that. But I'm just suggesting to you, Robert, that there might be a lawyer out there. I mean, lawyers do free work for people every now and again. And if you've got, if there's such a thing as a conservative-minded lawyer out there around the Sausalito area that could possibly help you out, he would be doing his civic duty. Now, I would use the Our Lady of Perpetual Guilt routine on him that, you know, I understand you're a lawyer and your time's valuable, but we need your aid and assistance. But this is for all of us. This is for our community. This is for us. So can you do some free work for us? I would try anything because...
Yeah, no, I appreciate your advice. I really do. And believe it or not, I was actually a step ahead of you. I've thought about that, and I've gone and talked to a few. And I'm getting such belligerence. There is, I mean, it's a stonewall, man. It's a stonewall. If you're ever wondering why there's not a Republican out here in Democrat country speaking out, it's because nobody will give us a voice. We're not here. I mean, we are definitely here. There are a lot of us here. But
Robert,
nobody is letting us speak.
Robert, they're doing something. That's the line that should never be transgressed. And that is representative government. And when you have them, well, I guess they could say they're deplatforming you. When they're using those tactics, That is a basis for a lawsuit. They're doing what they can do to you out there because they have been allowed to get away with it, and they've gone unchecked. Now, could Robert, put on your little visionary hat. Where do you think California is going to be in another 10 years?
Hopefully somewhere without me involved, but I don't know. I mean, it's not looking good, dude.
Yeah, well, I feel you. California, I'm very glad I took the opportunity to go out and see Ron McDonald, and to take the opportunity to drive to drive that entire state from the south to the north. And I was just there playing the part of a tourist, just rubbernecking and looking in there. I was astounded at how beautiful that state really is. I was absolutely flabbergasted.
Oh, you are so correct. You are so correct. If you're a tourist and you're sitting here and you don't need to actually stay here and pay property taxes, dude, this is a great place. Don't be afraid to come and visit. This is an awesome place.
Nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Do not make the mistake of renting an apartment or purchasing a piece of property in the state of California right now. Don't do it, dude.
Well, they've got their political problems out there of their own making, and I don't know how they're dancing around this, but these are the problems they themselves have created and subjecting to every citizen of that state. And
I don't know how they're dancing around this smart train or the PG&E disaster that just, well, to be honest, it cost two of my friends their lives up in Paradise when the fires happened.
Sorry to hear that.
No, don't worry. I've dealt with it. It's not something I'm going to hash over on the radio. But, I mean, there are a lot of people like myself being personally affected by what kind of changes are occurring in our country. And well, I don't see enough people standing up, Robert.
But they're there; they're just not visible. You don't know who each other are. I mean, if it takes holding a sign and marching up and down the main streets of Sausalito, hell, I would try that. I would get some support out there, at least a friendly person that you can get together and talk with. Holy mackerel,
Mr. Sattmiller. Mr. Sattmiller, I really encourage you to invite another caller from Sausalito because, in fact, just last week I was out there by the ferry dock doing exactly that, but I didn't get any kind of response except the police actually came and told me that I needed to remove my cardboard sign and that I needed to go now.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
Okay, how many times did you do that, though? How many times did you actually go out there sign in hand?
Not nearly as many as I should have.
Okay, well, I'll be honest. Robert, I'm with you, man. I feel your misery and I feel your pain out there. But, you know, desperate situations sometimes call for desperate actions. And evidently, you ain't got desperate enough. I'm not suggesting that...
Have you ever considered the fact, if you look back in your memory, I'm the same guy that called in and told you my cousin used to train the special tactical response teams for the police department down in Arizona?
Oh, gosh. How many years ago was that?
Well, he retired, this has been a while now. He retired about 14 years ago because he decided the police department wasn't actually upholding what he had committed to under his oath of the Constitution. He decided things were getting out of line. He went ahead and retired, and he's done with it. But he used to train the SWAT teams all across the country. They used to fly them all over the country.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right, Robert, I don't know, maybe you'll have one of those little visions that Thomas Edison used to get somewhere between twilight of sleep and in the waking state. That's why the guy never slept in a bed. He would take 10, 15-minute naps, and in that little gray state of unconsciousness or sleep and being awake, that's when his most creative thinking and thoughts happen. Maybe you ought to sit up in a chair, and he used to hold a steel ball bearing, and what would wake him up out of his little nap is when his hand relaxed and that ball bearing hit the floor. Maybe you should try that. Desperate situation calls for desperate action, so keep us posted.
Hey, brother, I love your radio show, believe me. I mean, I'm sorry that you guys are really, like, suffering the emotional financial perspective that you guys are right now, and I really hope that you can put enough spit on the wires to keep it together, because I've been listening to your show for every single day for, oh gosh, the past 10 years.
I appreciate that very much. I mean, and creating
more.
You
guys mean a lot to me.
And I just found...
Really, you guys mean a lot to me, man. Yep. I really wish that I had more money to send into you. I sent you a couple of $100 a few months ago, but believe me, I mean, I'm strapped.
No, I got you. You're in California. But again, there's a lot of people who listen to this network that have the same sentiments that you do, but they have not quite brought themselves to the point with, you know, I think I'm going to, you know, we're the PBS of the really red, white, and blue patriot republic here. You know, this is the last guard against this tyranny and outright oppression and idiocy in this country. We're it.
Well, wait until they come around to mac and cheese or Top Ramen for dinner. They'll come around like I did. You got a break coming up. I'm going to let you go, brother. I love you to death.
Thank you, Robert.
You're so great.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Today, that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
One thing here, I want to go to Chance in West Virginia, but folks, the caller there mentioned keeping things together with spit. We've got a Gettner here, and this is the actual phone interface. You call into the network, and you're plugged into the board. Well, this Gettner, what is that, a TS, what, 612? This is older than dog snot, but that's okay. This is what we've done with this network for so many years, to buy replacement parts. We can actually get two consoles, two complete phone units. And what else comes with that? I guess the rack mount box itself, which is a replacement and a standby. When these things sold brand new, they were like $4,000 or $5,000, get all the stuff together. Well, $250, I can get two replacement phone systems and the rack mount box for the Gettner for $250. If somebody wants to call in and make a donation like that, we can do away with our phone problems here. This thing is literally on life support. Mike spent yesterday about an hour, hour and a half tearing the thing apart, trying to clean it just to get the hold button to intermittently work. It wasn't working before at all. So if anybody wants to chip in $250, call Michael here, 800-724-2719, extension 3, and let's get a headset so we can at least communicate. This is the way that we talk to you out there in radio land. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Hello, John. You know, that tape says it all with that city council member. It wasn't bad enough that they ignore our best interest, but now they blatantly disrespect you and humiliate people in public.
Yep.
You know, all I could say is, it's coming to a town near you, folks.
It's already there, and if people haven't showed up for their council meetings, they're not even aware that it's already there.
All I can say is, had enough yet? Come into a town near you. You know, this is like raising a child with no discipline whatsoever, and then when he turns a teenager, start making rules. You know it's not going to work. We've let these people get away with so much that they've got such attitudes now. They'll publicly humiliate us. They rub our nose in it now.
You know, you mentioned something, had enough. This year I wore my hoodie. It's a hooded sweatshirt, and I got it from John Trockman from the Militia of Montana years ago.
Montana, is he still alive, by the way?
Yes, he is. I talked to him about a year ago. He gave me a sweatshirt that it's got on the front of it, had enough, militia.
Yep. Well, see, this is unbelievable. And you know what? That gentleman who was addressing the council member, he wasn't forceful enough. He seems like he was a little bit neutered. It's time we threaten them and challenge them with their positions.
I understand.
John, there's no other way with these folks.
Chance, I get it. Let me squeeze one more in there. Hey, thanks for your call. Tom in Utah, you got about 40 seconds, my friend.
I've been thinking about it. I need to find out if it's okay if I put a link on my website to RBN.
You haven't done it already?
No, I've been telling people about it. Probably dumped, brought about 50 people in.
Okay, put the link up. You know, you definitely have our permission. No, put a link up.
Okay, that's what I need to find out if it's okay with you.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate the link. And I appreciate all you being here today. And we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report, folks. We are a dying breed in this country, a platform that people can speak freely. Support it, or it will go bye-byes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.